You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired. After Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot issued a vaccine mandate for city employees, the president of the city's police union took to social media to urge officers not to report their vaccination statuses. But on Friday, which was also the deadline for members of the police force to get vaccinated or risk being placed on unpaid leave, a county judge issued a temporary restraining order ruling that the police union president had to stop posting these messages online. In the suit, Mayor Lightfoot had argued that the union president's comments were jeopardizing public safety. In other news, daily new cases in Tokyo are now routinely below 100, a dramatic decrease from the city's August peak of 6,000. Many experts are wondering how and why cases have declined so rapidly. One explanation is the country's vaccination campaign. While it was slow to get off the ground, nearly 70% of the population is now fully inoculated. Others attribute recent improvements to widespread mask wearing and bad August weather that kept many at home. Now that the situation is improving, the government's state of emergency measures have ended and more social and economic activities are resuming. And former Secretary of State Colin L. Powell died today at the age of 84 from COVID-19 complications. According to his family, he was fully vaccinated, but his immune system had been weakened by treatment for multiple myeloma, a cancer that affects white blood cells in the bone marrow. A study published last summer found that just 45% of people with the disease developed an adequate response after getting either of the mRNA vaccines. Experts have been quick to issue a reminder that no vaccine is 100% effective, but severe breakthrough cases remain very rare.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in Tune newsletter at wired.com/TT.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.